Young Major General John B. Gordon helped plan this action. Its target would be a Union fort called Fort Stedman along the lines, the idea being to capture Fort Stedman, widen the break to each side, maintain that position, and get the Army out. Before dawn on March 25th, the Confederate attack began, and at first it was very successful. The Confederates captured Fort Stedman, and they took control of a long stretch of the Union works, nearly a mile of them. But Grant rushed heavy reinforcements to the scene, and the Federals sealed the break. They drove the Confederates back out of Fort Stedman, drove them out of the trenches to either side of Fort Stedman, and then beyond that, took control of some of Lee's positions in the vicinity. So what began on an upbeat note early that morning with Confederate success had turned into a complete defeat for the Army of Northern Virginia by the end of March 25th, and it had cost Lee nearly 5,000 men. Grant immediately moved to exploit this Southern failure. After preliminary fighting on March 31st along the White Oak Road and near Dinwiddie Courthouse, Grant orchestrated a major attack against Lee's extreme right flank on April 1st. The Union officer in charge was Philip Henry Sheridan. Philip Sheridan is going to be right at the center of everything that happens in the final phase of the war in Virginia. He's going to be pushing hard, is going to be the key Union actor from this point to Appomattox. On April 1st, a powerful column under Sheridan struck Lee's extreme right flank and routed it at a place called Five Forks, inflicted another 5,000 casualties on the Confederates. Only about 1,000 Federals fell. There was later a rumor that the Confederate commander at Five Forks, who was George E. Pickett of Pickett's Charge fame, that Pickett had been away from the front, hadn't been with his troops at the critical moment, that he, together with other generals, Lee's nephew being one of them, Fitzhugh Lee, and another cavalryman named Thomas L. Rosser, they'd been behind the lines frying some fish, actually baking some shad, not paying attention to what was going on, and that when the critical moment came, there was no leadership on the Confederate side. That was the end of Pickett's stint with the Army. Lee had had it with him and eased him out of the way, but it was not a pretty picture on the Confederate side. There was also an ugly confrontation on the Union side during the Battle of Five Forks. The principal Union infantry commander on the scene was Gouverneur Kay Warren, commander of the 5th Corps. His 5th Corps helped carry the day at Five Forks, but Sheridan wasn't happy with Warren's performance. I'm sure Sheridan also knew that Grant and Meade were not that happy with how Warren had performed for a long time. Sheridan removed him on the spot while the battle was still going on, or at least the very last phases of it, an absolutely humiliating episode for Gouverneur Warren. Warren was deeply affronted. He spent literally the rest of his life trying to vindicate himself. Sheridan just moved on. It was a great success for the Federals at Five Forks. One of the Corps commanders, however, is pushed aside very rudely. The day after the Battle of Five Forks, on April 2nd, Grant attacked along the entire line, hoping to trap Lee in Petersburg. But the Confederates managed to fight off the Federals well enough for Lee to pull the Army out and to escape to the west. There were a couple of desperate examples of Confederate defenders, one at a place called Fort Gregg, where about 300 Confederates held off thousands of attacking Federals long enough for a number of units to pull themselves out. Overall, another 5,000 Confederate casualties in these final assaults. That's 15,000 casualties since the attacks at Fort Stedman to this point. Lee is gone from Petersburg, and the loss of Petersburg meant that Richmond would have to be evacuated. The Confederate government left the city on April 2nd, setting fire to all military materials before they left. Huge fires raged along the James Riverfront. Hundreds of buildings were destroyed in these fires as the Confederates pulled out. Abraham Lincoln arrived in Richmond on April 4th to survey the city and to be welcomed by free African Americans and by a handful of white Unionists who were happy to see the United States back in control. The loss of Petersburg and of Richmond really struck an emotional chord with most of the men who had been defending it. This had been the great focal point of the Confederate War in Virginia